This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
What is TWS podcast episode, whatever? Who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready.
I feel like Neander staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
All right, now hey, ring the alarm. Hey, whoa. Ring the alarm. Another sound is dying. Whoa.
Nothing I could do with that whatsoever. I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy J.Dot Flam, representing the White Pan Society. And I must thank you, first and foremost, for taking whatever time out of your day to come chill with me. Or you could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I do greatly, greatly appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. Yeah, I don't know why I decided to go with that one. I was going to do like the Royce da 5'9" joint with the Ring the Alarm in it, but I decided, you know, why not just go with the original? But never been like a huge reggae fan. I know I was probably like losing me all kinds of cool points or whatever, but I just haven't. I don't know. Listening to that joint, like, as I was listening to it, as while the intro was playing in my headphones, like, I can't help but just, it sounded like somebody with Tourette's, like just ring the alarm, hey, whoa, like they just got ticks and they got to get them out. Like, it's, I don't know, it's crazy to me. Like, I couldn't catch the beat. It was, it's weird. Anyway, this is my life. Welcome. I don't know. Whatever, like, it's been a crazy couple of weeks, man. Like, just, you know, I was sick, and then I got better, and then I've been having, like, technical issues that have been keeping me from getting recording done. Like, other things are happening, you know, in my life right now. Like, it's been crazy. It's been crazy. Man, like, it, no Sheffy Lee's report.
Out of Pepe!
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been on standby, like, for the last couple of days. You know, her mom is expecting. It was, you know, pretty much at she was at the goal line and could give birth at any minute. And, you know, I was kind of on standby in terms of going to you know, scoop Sheffy Lee's if I needed to. It never came down to that. Her little brother is here, so congratulations to them. Next time I talk to Sheffy Lee's, we're going to have more conversations about her being a big sister and what being a sibling means and what she could teach her little brother. But, you know, we'll see how all that goes. Like, she got a birthday coming up. This is a strange time for everybody. But, yeah, and in these times like this, like, strange things happen to me. And then the way my mind works is, I don't know, I start seeing all these life lessons and, like, real stupid shit. And I have nowhere else to share these life lessons that I learned through the craziness that is my life, but right here on this podcast. This is what you tuned into. Hopefully, you know, you're used to it at this point. If you're new, you know, welcome. But here it is, you know, if you need to walk away now, I understand. You already press play. I think I get, you know, I think the statistic already counts for me, so it's cool. Whatever. But yeah, here we are. Let me do this first, though. You know, shouts to all the veterans. You know, thank you for your service. I appreciate you. And I feel like I need to say this. Like, I never see holidays coming. Like, I don't think ahead. Like, you know, maybe it's the 12-step stuff. Maybe it's, I don't know. But I am literally, like, one day at a time. At best, it may be like a couple hours at a time. Like, I'm never really looking too far ahead. I get easily overwhelmed when I do that. not to give an excuse, but I never look too far ahead. And holidays especially, like, I don't know when any of them come. I have no idea when Thanksgiving is. I know it's on a Thursday, but that's about all the fuck I know. You know, I know stuff like, you know, Christmas is December 25th and, you know, and stuff like that. But that'll still, like, sneak up on me. Like, it'll just, like, man, that's a week away, or that's on Tuesday or whatever. And, like, it always sneaks up on me. So this was a surprise three-day weekend for me. Like, I did not see it coming out, and that shocked me, because I normally, like, am, you know, I am anticipating and waiting for and just can't wait to get to these days off. And it was like middle of the week before I realized, you know, Friday was a day off for me. So I, you know, I had no idea this was a 3-day weekend. Surprise 3-day weekends are always the best kind. But I say that to say that when I dropped the episode last week, talking about my junior ROTC experience and that being one of the coolest moments of my life, and when I posted the cover art of me and my uniform and everything, at that point I was completely unaware that Veterans Day was coming up. And you can fault me for that. You can fault me for having no idea when Veterans Day is. But you know, I feel like I need to say it was not my intention in any way in, like, posting that episode and that cover art to try to piggyback off of Veterans Day. Like, you know, I was in no way trying to, like, equate my participation in, like, a high school extracurricular activity to military service. I don't see that at all. And I'm not saying anyone accused me of it, but once I realized that Veterans Day was this week, I just felt like an asshole. Like, it was just a horrible time. And, like, I just, you know, I had been reminiscing about that event and figured it would make for a good story. I don't even know how well I pulled that off. But then it's just, you know, I don't know. Like, just throwing anything up somehow connected to the military when I never served, and I am, you know, in no way, you know, affiliated or, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just wanted to be clear that if I had realized what week it was, I would have postponed that episode for another time. I felt like it's poor timing, and I hope that it didn't come off that way to anybody. And if it did, I apologize. I'm slow. Forgive me. Anyway, I needed to get that off. I don't want to say anyway, because that's an important thing. I need to say that, but yeah, I enjoyed my day off, though. I did. I enjoyed my day off, and I enjoyed the majority of my weekend. Like I said, I was on standby for a lot of it, you know, just in case, you know, I needed to go, you know, get Chef Elise
out of Pepe
and hang out with her, you know, until her brother got here. But they were able to. Yeah, she lives a good enough distance away from me that I think, like, it got to DEFCON 3 or whatever on Sunday, like Sunday night. And the concern was, you know, I could come get her, or they could drop her off with me or whatever, but then I'd have to get her to school the next morning. And as willing as I am to do that, it'd probably be better for her to not have to wake up that much earlier to try to get to school on time. So she stayed with a neighbor. And they're going to keep her until they come home, you know, from the hospital, which, you know, I think is probably the best thing. But I may, you know, stop by and, like, surprise her at school and just make sure, you know, I don't know, she knows dad's around. Gotta just do them pop-ups. I gotta make sure them little boys know dad's around, too. It's very important. But, yeah, congrats to them. Congrats to my ex-wife and her husband on the new arrival. It's gonna be a busy time for them. And, it's their problem, not mine. I don't know. That's how I have to think of it. Anyway, so I didn't, you know, I didn't end up having to do any of that this weekend. So I just chilled, and I chilled, like, hard. I chilled super hard. Like, I feel like I've been running and gunning for a minute, doing all this driving, which is high anxiety for me and everything. And just, like, to have a 3-day weekend where I really didn't have nowhere I had to be, and I could play God of War and Madden, all, you know, just interchangeably go back and forth between the two. That's pretty much what I did. And then I woke up Saturday morning, and we had a cold front come through here in Texas. And I got up Saturday morning, and I was chilling in the bed. I was in bed, but I could tell I was comfortable and warm and cozy in bed, but I could tell that it was cold in the apartment. You know, but I was under my blanket, so, you know, fuck it, though. I don't care. Quick sidebar, though. I realized this about myself in that moment, that I've become one of those people that I fucking hate. I've become one of those people that will like turn a fan on at night and then get under the blanket to sleep. And that shit is asinine to me. Like it is, I don't know, it is so stupid. It angers me. But and I do it. And it's like all of a sudden, here I am. Like, that's me. You know, I blame it on my ex-wife because I lived that way so long with her that I think I became accustomed to it. Now maybe like I need it or some shit. I don't know. Maybe this could be my Neanderthal mind working again. But I feel like it's a woman thing to do. Like to purposefully create discomfort so then you can find a way to get comfortable. Like, I don't know. I'm going to let that sink in. Y'all, we could talk about that another day. You know, it may be some logic to it. I don't know. Like, you know, how would you know you was comfortable if it wasn't for discomfort? Like, as opposed to what? Something. But anyway, it's still dumb to me. And I hate myself for doing it. But I do it. Moving on. Eventually, you know, I decided to get out of my little cozy cocoon and start the day. I got out of bed and it was colder than I expected. So I decided, let me go to the thermostat and see, you know, what the temperature is in here. And I looked at the thermostat, it was fucking 65 degrees in the house. And it was freezing, you know. And that's confusing to me also. And this may be related to the dumbass, you know, blanket fan situation. But is anybody else deal with the fact that, like, the same temperature can feel different depending on the day? Like, Saturday, 65 degrees was cold as shit in my apartment. But I know at some point in, like, February, March, because Texas is weird, but some point in, like, February, March, I'm going to see that it's 65 degrees outside, and I'm going to get excited. Like, I think I could probably rock a T-shirt today. But just 2 days ago, it was fucking freezing to me. But that's case in point. When I got to the thermostat on Saturday, I decided, you know, I need to set the temperature to 73. I'm going to turn the heat on and set the temperature to 73. That was going to be my solution. And that worked. But today, I'm sitting in my apartment, you know, sitting on the couch, you know, working, wink, wink. Don't tell my boss. But I'm sitting on the couch, and it was cold to me. And I go to the thermostat, and I forgot what I did, you know, over the weekend. And when I saw that it was 73, and it all came crashing back to me that, you know, just 2 days ago I was enjoying 73. It was like, fuck is wrong. I don't get that. Anyway, I was pissed. I really was. But I got to the thermostat, saw it was 65, and decided to turn the heat on. You know, because it's about that time. I've been fighting with the thermostat for the last couple of weeks in Texas because I can't tell whether I need to have the air on or the heat on. And I don't have one of them thermostats where you can just set it to a temperature and it, you know, does either one, cools or heats to keep it in that thing. I got to flip back and forth between the two. And Texas has been crazy. It's been like 85, 90, and then 65, 70, and then back and forth. So whatever. I think we officially in turn the heat on time. So that's what I did. I turned the heat on, and I decided to make myself some tea. Some August Uncommon tea, by the way. Their breakfast is a smoky black tea with vanilla. Put a little milk in it. Tastes just like pancakes and bacon, I promise you. Yeah, they don't sponsor the show, but we're working on it. There's a starter for you. But yeah, I decided to make some tea. I don't get a chance to do that very often because I'm usually not up and about, you know, at tea drinking times in the morning for me. This is how bad my life has gotten. You know, I work from home for the majority of the time, and I just keep a laptop like in my bed, and I start work at 7 o'clock, and some mornings I just roll over and log in and start working from right there, and it may be, you know, several hours before I actually leave the bed. But this, my lazy Saturday, for whatever reason, you know, I got up and it was a good time and I decided to make some tea. So I turned my little electric kettle on and, you know, I get my tea ready for whenever the water heats up so I can brew me some delicious August Uncommon breakfast tea. And I go to sit on the couch to wait. And as I'm walking away, the smoke alarm or the fire alarm goes off. I don't even think it was the smoke alarm because that I know what that sounds like. I know, and that sounds very local to wherever you at. This sounded like the building fire alarm. And so, you know, fire alarm starts to go off. I don't really panic or anything like that because they seem to be always fucking with the fire alarms, right? Like they're always testing them or something like that. Or maybe somebody else's fire alarm goes off. You know, we got a lot of smokers in the building, wink, wink. And, you know, maybe they don't always remember to open the window or go outside. You know, I wonder why. But, you know, it was cold on that day. So, you know, excuses. But, yeah, I wasn't panicking because, you know, I'm kind of used to the fire alarm going off. And it doesn't usually go off for too long before it stops. And then there are levels to the fire alarm here, which I don't really understand, but whatever. So, like, it eventually hit, like, level 2. And it started getting louder. And I could hear, you know, additional alarms. But it definitely sounds like it's coming from outside. You know, at this point, you know, I started looking around, you know, my apartment, just make sure, you know, and I know I just turned the kettle on, so I'm like, man, is something short circuit, you know, like, is there, like, smoke coming out of the outlets or something like that, and there's nothing, you know, I don't see anything, so I'm like, all right, I just, you know, wait for it to go off, and then it hit a stage I had never heard before. It hit, like, stage 3, which, again, I don't understand the levels to this fire alarm. Like, it's either a fire or it's not a fire, like, it shouldn't, whatever, but, level 3, it starts talking. So now there's a voice, like it's like a robot voice, but there's a voice going, fire, 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 fire. Now this, I really don't get the point of, because I think, like, we 3 alarms in, like we 3 different levels of sounds and loudness at this point. It don't need to talk. If at this point you don't know there's a fire, then you should probably just stay put anyway, because it's more dangerous for you outside. You know, like there's more serious and more important decisions that need to be made outdoors. That if you can't figure out by this point that it's the fire alarm, that you're not qualified for. So just, you know, you had a good run, you made it this far. I don't know how, but let's call it a day. But anyway, so now I'm like, oh shit, like this is new, you know. Maybe there's a reason to be concerned. And then I start smelling smoke, like something's burning. So now I'm like, oh, shit. So, you know, I'm looking around the kitchen again, making sure, you know, I don't see anything. I know the oven's not on. What the fuck is going on? I know, like, nothing else in the house is on. I don't have a heater or something like that. So there's nothing I could think of that should be, you know, smoking and setting the fire. So I'm like, oh, this has got to be coming from outside. It could be in the hallway or something. Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but this is new, and I can smell the smoke, and it's crazy alarms. Okay, I guess it's time, you know, I guess it's time to get out of here. So this is the point of the story, and this is not the point of the story, but this is the point in the story where I realized that I would die in a fire. I would absolutely, as much of an adult as I think I am, I would die in a fire. Like, I haven't mastered a fire drill yet. I smell the smoke. I hear the alarms. Everything that has been taught to me since elementary school is telling me I need to get the fuck out of the building. That's what I'm supposed to do, you know. But in my mind, like, you know, I can't go out there like this. And I don't mean, like, you know, I don't mean like I'm worried about being stuck outside in the cold without a coat or some shoes or something. I'm like, nah, we talking like I need to moisturize real quick. I need to make sure I'm not ashy. I need to change out of these lounge pants into some decent looking pants. You know, maybe I did. I did. A light spritz of some smell good, you know, a little bit. I mean, like, not enough that it comes across like I put on cologne before I came outside, but just enough. It's like, you know, I woke up like this vibe, like I just smell good all the time kind of situation. This is really sounding super gay the more and more I say it out loud, but that's what happened. So, you know, fuck it though. Anyway, you know, it's a fire, you know, I'm thinking I might be out there for a while. I need to be comfortable. I need to not be standing around worried about, you know, how homeless I look, or on top of the fact that I'm losing all my stuff, I got other things to worry about. Let me at least, like, not feel, like a vagrant while I'm standing out here, you know. And I understand that this should not be a concern, but there are some baddies in the building, and that's not the appropriate time to try to make connections or anything. But you know, first impressions. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't want it to be the first impression you get of me is, you know, this homeless looking dude. Like, just give me a second. Like, I'm not trying to get suited and booted, but let me just not look like I take care of myself a little bit, you know. I know it's a front, but whatever. So yeah, anyway, so and then here's the other thing, like there's already people who don't believe I live here. Like, we had a gas scare like a month or so ago where there was a strong smell of gas. This is what the message said. I didn't smell shit. But we got a text message, and it was like, you know, you need to evacuate and take shelter in the leasing office. Text message is not the right way to get that message out. You know, just anybody else that may ever need to inform people that there's a possible gas leak in the building. Like, you might want to do something that has a higher success rate of reaching people in a timely fashion than a text message. But neither here nor there. But again, in that situation, I would have died because I decided that, you know, if I'm going to go hang out in the leasing office with the other people from my building, I need to get dressed first. So maybe I should just not lay around the house looking homeless. Anyway, sidebar. But yeah, so I do a good dress. I leave. I'm walking to the leasing office. I have my phone in my hand. I'm looking at it, and I'm walking toward the leasing office. Now, the leasing office front is glass. It's one big window. So I'm walking toward the leasing office. The people inside there can see me, and I can see them on some Kevin Hart shit. Like, I can see them seeing me. I see them, right? And I can see that they see me. And it's only two people in there. It's the property manager, who's at her desk with her head down. And there's an older, not elderly, but older white lady in there as well. And I'm walking up to the building, phone in hand, looking at it as if I'm looking at the text message. You know you're there because you received a text message, you know. I walk up to the door, and as I'm walking up to the door, the lady, you know, the white lady approaches the door, still looking at me. And then I get to the door, and I'm thinking, okay, she's walking towards the door because she knows I'm coming in. You know, she's going to open the door for me or be polite, be neighborly or something like that. No, she doesn't do that. She gets directly in front of the door, and when I get there, she does nothing. So then I reach to open the door, and it's locked. And so, you know, I'm thinking, all right, maybe she's going to turn around and tell the property manager that, you know, there's another resident here that needs to be let in. No, she doesn't. She just stands there, and she looks at me, and I'm looking at her. And eventually, the property manager does lift her head up because I guess she hears me, you know, pulling at the door. And then she comes over and opens the door. She doesn't come over and ask questions. She comes over and opens the door. And when I say open the door, I don't mean unlock it. I mean just open it. It was just in a situation where it couldn't be opened from the outside. It had to be opened from inside. And she tells me that she's about to give the all clear. And I can go back into the building. But it's just like, you know what? What was that? Like, what the fuck did the lady think I was walking over there for? Like, I'm walking over there, you know, in flip-flops, you know. I tried to keep the vibe right. I tried to keep the vibe appropriate. Like, not like I was getting ready to go somewhere, but like, this may be how I sit in the house. Like, I don't sit in the house looking like I don't care about myself. I sit in the house looking like, you know, I got my shit together. But I'm still wearing like flip flops. I'm still wearing slides or something like that. Like, you know, so it's casual, but not too casual, but pretty casual. Kind of. Anyway, I think it was clear, you know, from the situation, what I was walking to the leasing office to do. And she didn't even, she never even addressed me. She never even said, I didn't know, you know, I haven't seen you here before. She just stayed there with that look on her face. So either something's wrong with her or whatever, you know, or something's wrong with her. But, that's my feelings. I feel like, you know, I have to pull myself together before I leave out of there, before I leave out the house. It's taking me way longer than it should for me to get out the house, but I finally do, you know, get myself ready, and I'm headed toward the door, and as I'm headed toward the door, the alarm stops. And for whatever reason, once the alarm stopped and the noise is no longer there, I could think, I realized, oh shit, this is the first time I turned the heat on this year. That's what the smell was. That's what set off the alarm. That's what the fuck it is. And it's like that whole situation for nothing. And so I tell you that story because the life lesson that I pulled from this, that my mind morphed this into, was people chill with the fucking alarms. Like in this situation, here's the danger about this situation, is that the next time the fire alarm goes off, I clearly had already been desensitized to two levels of fire alarm. And it was this third voice saying fire that finally like got my attention. The next time I hear the fire voice, I'm gonna be like, it need to go on for maybe like 30 more seconds before I panic. Like it's gonna be, by the time I decide, oh, this shit is real, it's gonna be fucking too late. And I feel like that's what we're doing, like in general. Every fucking day, somebody's pulling the fire alarm. Here's the next thing to be outraged or upset about. Here's the next dumbass thing that somebody said. Or here's how you should feel about this. Or this is what's going on over here. It's like, chill with the fucking fire alarms. Because if your purpose is to keep people informed and keep people safe, you're desensitizing them to information. At a certain point, I'm not going to care when you tell me it's something important, because the last six things you told me were important, you forgot about 2 weeks later. So just chill. Just take a moment. We don't have to. And I mean, I'm not telling you what to do, because it's not going to stop. But I think we could all benefit from a few less fire alarms in life. You know, maybe we got to start determining, you know, what justifies a fire alarm for ourselves or whatever. Like, you know, just hear the shit and be like, yeah, I worry about the day when it's something real and I don't trust the source, or I'm just sick of being upset and I'm sick of being worried, and I decide that I'm not worrying today. I'm not fucking with it today. That's like a genuine fear that I have, that like I just, I'm so unbothered at this point about a lot of things that, I don't know. I don't know when I'm going to take something seriously again. Because I'm at fatigue of taking things serious, of being worried or upset or angry or whatever about something every fucking day. And I have this business that puts me in a position where I feel like, you know, I have to be, I can't remove myself from the places where these alarms get rung off the most. But I mean, there's a strong part of me that's just like, fuck it, you know, I got to find another business model. I got to find another marketing strategy. Because this shit is crazy. And I'm pretty sure I'm not the only person that feels it. So I don't know. Something to think about, something to take stock of. See where you are in terms of, you know, how you reacting to the alarms everywhere. And then when you have something that rings off in your head that seems like an alarm, maybe you need to chill a little bit before you sound off to everybody. I think we all could benefit from not being so quick to respond and not being so quick to having to have something to say. Like just shut the fuck up sometimes. When I lived in a sober house, you know, these sober houses have all of these rules and stuff, and there are things that can happen. And I was like a chapter chairperson, so it was, you know, it's my job to serve the houses. But you know, I needed to make sure houses were healthy and following the rules. And if people weren't following the rules, there were things that, you know, had to be done. And people would call me and ask me if they could do something. And this is not the right way to approach a leadership position like this, but this was always my approach. I can't tell you not to do it if I don't know that you're doing it. If you would just shut the fuck up and stop talking about what you're doing, you probably could do whatever the fuck you want. But because you got to ask, or you got to say something all the time, now that you've asked me, I have to say, no, you can't do it. And now I have to be on the lookout for you doing it. But had you shut the fuck up? Yeah. And so that was the motto in our house, was just like, shut the fuck up. Like, whatever happens in here happens amongst us. And it's nobody's business, or nobody has to know about it unless we go talking about it. So just shut the fuck up. But I think a lot of people would just benefit from just shutting the fuck up a little bit more. Just not always having something to say. Like, I wonder, like, how people do that. Because I struggle every week to try to think of something to say. And there's some people who just, you know, you could put a mic in front of them and they going to say something. They going to say something. It might be some crazy bullshit, but they going to say something. It's just like, how much better would the world be if they just had shut the fuck up? That's, you know, these are the things that I ponder on a daily basis. But that's all I got for this week. If you made it this far, I really do appreciate you. If you like what you heard, please leave a review. You know, share it with your friends, tell a friend, you know, bring a buddy, whatever, I don't know. The usual calls to action, you know, hit up my man, Zaya Fitness on Instagram. I don't even know if he's still doing that, but look, I know he's training, you know, for a bodybuilding competition, so he may be taking some time off, but I'm going to figure it out for him. LiveAlphaFitness.com is his website. I know that's still going. That's LIVAlphaFitness.com. If you're looking to get your nutrition and your fitness goals together, holler at my boy. He can get you there. And then I have, you know, I need to remind people that
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes, it is. And I'm not talking about Christmas. I'm talking about hoodie season. Coupon code HOODIESZN, hoodie season, will get you 20% off your entire order at the whatistws.com merch store. That's whatistws.com/store. Get all your hoodies, your long sleeve t-shirts, your hats, your beanies, your blankets. I got mugs, anything cold weather related, 20% off, coupon code hoodie season. Go get hooked up. Help me take Chef Elise to Disneyland.
Out of Pepe.
And I want to take her to Disney. I do. I really do this. That's a real thing. That's not a fake fire alarm. That's like an actual fire alarm. Like I do. And I kind of want to beat her mom in doing it. And I got a little time because, you know, they probably can't move with a newborn real fast. You know, like, time's of the essence. Holler at your boy. Help me out. Probably shouldn't have said that. But I did. See, this is one of the moments where I could have shut the fuck up. And I didn't. Consequences. Anyway, as usual, be safe, be easy, be the light. And know this, if you know nothing else, you know, just fuck it. I love you. Holla.
Oh no, it's the quiet.
That's the second week in a row. Love you.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah. Last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment, the finest spirits and libations y'all could've had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then. You might realize it later.
Love.